Yeah. Oh, all right.
Yeah, so now we live and recording.
Welcome to the Play Myself show. I'm Miles. I have
Randy here. Coming hard.
Hey, whoa.
Yeah, boss.
He said coming hard. That's just, man, what made you want to say that?
Spirit of the moment.
Spirit of the moment. Nah, word. So, yeah, man, I was just thinking about, like, because I didn't do the show in a minute, and I was like, all right. What better? Randy's my brother, people. So what better person to spitball ideas with than Randy?
Yeah. See, yeah, because I go through a lot of the same thing when it comes to like switching up. I always switch up my station, so I get it. When you unplug everything and try to replug it, it's a hassle. You need that second guy to help you out.
That, and just like I'm just talking about really like the show aspect of it. Yo, and yeah, this is definitely like studio move number four, but where. But yeah, just from like a direction of the show, like I'm like, yo, like should I just like stick to like sports? Should I like stick to relationship stuff?
But it's kind of hard to just like be talking to yourself or like, you know, talking by yourself. You're not really exchanging different opinions.
Yeah.
You know, it's just you. So it's harder that way to keep, you know, the flow going.
So I should write it?
I feel like even if you write it, I still feel like you need a second man or like somebody, you know, like all the time, always have a guest or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Unless you have like a short like little morning show that you know like a wake up show.
I'm like 5 minute Fridays.
Then you could do that by yourself, you know.
Yeah, where
you want to get like an hour in, a half hour in, you're gonna need somebody with you.
Word, true. I think I sound better now.
Yeah,
I got it. Yeah. I took it apart.
Tune pretty good. I followed the direction.
So. Yo, that's for you. Yeah,
and then yes, I look good too though.
Nah, it could look good, but it's like what you hear in the headphones and what you're gonna hear on the broadcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Sad now, motherfuckers don't got nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. We 2 minutes in.
Yeah, let's get it. So I don't know, son, you believe in ghosts?
I don't know, man. That's a hard one. It depends.
What it depends on what?
I don't know. How I'm feeling. You know, you get in that mood, depending on where you bring me, I might start believing in new things. Like if I'm in the woods, I'm out hearing that.
Oh, where?
I'm believing in all that sound.
Nah, son. I feel like you either believe in that shit or you don't. So it's like, if you believe in ghosts, yo, you in the woods, anything gonna be like a ghost.
But if you in the woods, you also scared of the animals too. So that's why
that's
I'm like,
all know, I'm scared of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how I would feel. If I can't really say I believe in ghosts. Like if I hear like the door close or something like that, I'm not gonna be freaked out about it. I mean, I guess I don't then. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't believe in ghosts. I feel like, I don't know, because I feel like there is a chance of like that mid realm that people might be stuck in or whatever. But and I feel like, you know, things happen, like somebody's watching over you. But like as far as like
that's a ghost.
Yeah. So, but as far as like a physical ghost. Nah, but
you mean like a ghost that's going to haunt you type of situation, or you just mean like seeing it? You mean like visualizing it or like,
yeah,
you don't have to necessarily see it.
Yeah, you're right.
But, you know, for stuff to start knocking over and you know it's not the wind, like, you know, random stuff, then that's something. Explain that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now that's something. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I believe in. So it might not be a ghost, though. It could just be like a. So I believe in, like, I believe in aliens, but I don't believe in ghosts.
Okay.
It's not the same thing.
No. So you're saying there's some type of force that's making that happen. When it happens.
Yeah. But that's the only way that happens.
I mean, I guess so. I mean, you see what magnets could do, so.
But yeah. I don't see the correlation, son. Like,
but that's just, I feel like that's, I guess either way is overthinking it, because, like, I don't know.
Yeah, what do magnets got to do with any of that shit?
No, I'm just saying, like, the different minerals and stuff that we have, the technology that we
have.
Yeah,
like, where that shit came from, and, like.
Yeah, it could be anything. Like you said, if you believe in aliens, they probably got some technology that moves glass, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, they definitely. Yeah, 100%.
So that would explain that. So it's either aliens or ghosts.
I don't think that you could. It's either aliens or ghosts. I'm like, some people could believe in both.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, my shit is aliens before ghosts.
I guess aliens make. That's kind of like a religious thing, I guess.
For aliens.
No, I mean, like, if you believe in aliens, but you don't believe in ghosts, it's kind of one and one. You know, we don't really have the proof of aliens like that, so to speak.
Who don't got the proof?
We don't.
Nah, son, who's we? Son, you.
Me and you.
Nah, I got the proof.
You got the proof. Aliens.
Nah, I got no proof.
All right, well.
It's coming out, though, but I think that, nah, I wouldn't say, like.
Like you said, it's you believe, proof. You know?
You believe it, yeah, because, like, I can't believe that out of all of the whole universe that there's nothing else living, son.
Yeah, that wouldn't make sense to me either.
Yeah, it's not like you got like this whole
it's definitely
big ass universe.
Okay, yeah, so I mean, at the end of the day, aliens means what it means. So it's like we're aliens to them.
Yeah.
So that's just the word that we call it. So there's definitely other civilization on other planets, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that. So yeah, aliens.
Yeah. So I believe in aliens. See, that's a hard. I took a hard stance right there.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I feel like,
I don't know.
All right, because so you believe in God, but you don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah,
ghosts is just a whole nother thing. Yeah, so like, yeah, you right. Like, I never thought about it like that. So yeah, ghosts is like a whole nother. Yeah, I don't know.
Yo, like, if you got two sons and a daughter, right? Mm-hmm. So like. What's the what crime could your son commit that way you turn to him in?
None. I mean none. No,
you gonna hold him down?
Yeah.
Where?
If you commit a crime and I gotta take it,
nah.
It depends.
Not if you gotta take it, but like you should never have to take it no more.
Nah, yeah, pause.
But if he committed a crime, like so, like if he robbed the bank and he came right to your crib.
That's on him.
Oh, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
What you want me to do?
Turn him. So
I'm not going to turn him in. I mean, they got to get him.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to be like he in the bag. I mean, like, so before you get caught, I'm not going to try to hide you. Oh, okay. Like that. Like, nah. I'm not getting myself involved in that. That's yeah. On you.
Nah, because it's mad crazy because my man, he's sitting down for his son on some, like, some bullshit like the drugs is mine type shit.
Oh no, see that's OD. That's not a lesson learned at all.
Yeah. You do like three years for that shit.
Nah. I thought you were talking about a whole other situation. Nah, that's not a lesson learned. That's on
it's the same situation.
I know, but like nah. That's on him. I'm not sitting down for him on no drug charge and no stupid shit like that. That's on him.
Where?
Yeah. What you doing?
Yeah.
Nah.
So
it's not a lesson learned.
It's some shit like you get pulled over, right? He got work. You don't have no idea that he's even doing no bullshit like that. He got work. Police come and they like, yo, we found 10 grams. And you like, what? And you look at him and he like, I'm sorry. And you got, you like, it's mine.
Hmm. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm off that shit too. I would never do that shit.
Nah.
I'm like, yeah, you gotta go up the river, boy.
Like I said, it's
all yours.
Like I said, that's not a lesson learned at all. Like,
yeah, where?
Nah.
Mm.
You going down, brother.
Yeah.
Going down, you going to learn.
Nah, where? That's the only shit I had. Damn.
That's a good way to go with it. You know, we pick certain scenarios is hit or miss, man. I don't know.
Yeah, nah, it's a hit or miss, but like that scenario to be put in that.
That's a whole nother realm. Like, nah, you going down for that? Like that? If it was something like I don't even know what I would.
To me, all right, he got a knife on him. The shit was, or it was a knife in the car. It's his. But like they like yo, if he got to go to jail if it's his because
that's what I mean.
Yeah,
I mean.
I'm like nah.
Depending
it's
on the circumstances, yeah, yeah. It's like you know what I mean. If it's some stupid shit like that, like,
but if he got a hammer in the car and it's unregistered, his man gave him, and you know he about to do 10 joints. Like he could have like a football scholarship. I don't know if I would do that
shit.
Son.
Yeah, see, like that's what I was saying. I don't know either. Like in a situation like that, like oh, like if he get in trouble again, it's a wrap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
but depending,
I don't know. That's a like in the moment.
But look decision. At this shit. Like, all right, he about to go to UConn. You driving him up to UConn.
What his record look like and what my record look like?
Same, nothing. But you like drive.
That's a maybe.
You driving him to UConn.
Yeah.
And on the way to UConn, he got the toast in the trunk. Right. So he got a scholarship and everything, but he got the fucking gun in the car. What do you do?
That was a stupid decision anyway. Why are you bringing the gun to school?
But he about to go to UConn.
Why are you bringing the gun to UConn?
But even if like y'all both,
you about to get in trouble anyway.
Maybe
you got the hammer and you going on school property. Why you got the hammer? You going to a scholarship? That's how a lot of these basketball players get backed up anyway.
So what are you?
So you about to go down regardless? You taking it now? Before you do something stupid, or
so you taking it now?
Pause.
He about to go to UConn.
All right, but he got
so, so if he take yeah so if he, so his whole life is over. Like as a dad, how you looking at it? Like yo, you about to go to UConn? You're not really gonna do no time for the burner. Maybe a year. You wouldn't take that charge.
I mean, at that moment, it'll help him because now he's not gonna get in trouble at all. So probably,
yeah,
I'd probably take that.
But you'd be tight at him.
Yeah, I'd definitely be tight. But yeah, I hold him down for that one. Because that's a different scenario. Like I said, though, like if we didn't get pulled over, he would have went to school with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And some dumb shit would have happened. So then he would have been done, and I couldn't help him.
Yeah.
At that moment, you know what I mean?
So yeah. Because like, I'd be thinking
that would be
about
like the shit. One. That would be like the one and last time type of situation.
Yeah, but you know what I'm thinking though? Like type of shit like that. That's what sparks that complex that I could get away with anything.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was saying. No lesson learned.
Yeah, yeah, because. If you look at like Aaron Hernandez, that's the same shit that happened because he from CT too. He was just wilding,
whatever he wanted to do.
Then when he got to college, coaches holding him down, wilding. Mm-hmm. Then he like, I think he even murked somebody in college. They swept that shit under the rug. I don't know exactly what he did, but he did some shit where it's like some big manslaughter charges in college. So when he got to the NFL, he was like, "Yo, give me a fixer, murk these people."
I mean, you taking these kids out of school. Early, you know, putting them big time, giving them whatever they want, letting them get away with murder.
Yeah,
he ain't gonna keep doing it.
Yeah, but I feel like every parent want their kid to have that chance, regardless of what, son. It's like, I don't know, it's something where you got to be like, yo, yeah, he dumb for bringing the hammer or whatever, or doing whatever, but it's like. Damn, when you find out why, I guess it all depends, man. I was just trying to stump you right there.
That's what I was trying to express. That's what I was trying to mean when I was saying, like, if I would hold him down or not, because, like, it depends. It really depends. If it's like, but that's some stupid shit, too. Like, why you got the hammer? Like, either way, like, but, like, if this is the one time I could save you, maybe that'll be lesson learned because that's the one at last, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't learn the first time, that's when you the second time. I'm already holding it down for a year. You better one, do what you got to do to, you know,
do your thing, yeah. Your
thing, and then two, if it happened again, that's on you.
Mm.
That would be the one last time. Like if you about to do something with yourself, then yeah. But if you're not doing nothing,
say fuck it.
Keep doing it, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how I feel about that. I don't know. That's a
you seen that shit? You seen that? What's that movie on? Netflix with Kevin Hart and Wesley Snipes.
Kevin Hart and Wesley Snipes.
It was like his brother. It's like Bad Brothers or some shit like that. But it was like his brother. And then like he was trying to like
better his joint when he was a comedian.
Yeah, yeah. He was a comedian. And Wesley Snipes was just like a loser nigga. Like a
he had that movie. Did he have a movie out? He was a comedian and his brother was mad bad and then like something happened and he woke up in the hotel.
Yeah, yeah, he woke up in the hotel and showed he was dead and his brother set him up.
Yeah.
Yo, like, shit like that. Like, you gotta get, like, that's where it's like, damn, son, like, I don't even want that to be my brother. But at the same time, yo, that's just mad. That's on some shit where, like, yo, I'll never fuck with you again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you said.
You know what's crazy? They make a lot of movies like that now when there's, like, the one successful brother and then the brother that's, like, still on the street or whatever.
Yeah.
He's always coming in or he's, like, a.
Nah, this nigga was a legit con artist, huh?
Yeah. Wesley Snipes, yeah.
Yeah, word. That's what he knew how to do was con. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that's a good movie, though.
But it's like, sometimes, like, the reason I circle it to that is, like, it's even people in your family, like, you'll do something, or you'll be like, yo, like, they're being honest, or they should be honest, because, like, that's how we get down.
Yeah.
And you realize, yo... didn't even look your way because I would never expect no bullshit like that from
you. Yeah.
And then that shit happened. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's the same shit with the burning the car. It's like, yo, son, the fuck?
You wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that. Yeah. And it's like, yo, why would you do that to me?
Yeah. This is not something that I thought would ever happen.
Yeah.
With me, you know what I mean?
But it's a certain time in the car where, like, if you're, what if your son be like, yo, daddy, you got to eat that. I got to go play this ball. I'm definitely not eating that shit.
Nah. Now you demanding me? You're wilding.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, see? Nah, now you... That, all right, so that situation right there, that's a this happened before situation.
Nah,
I don't see. I feel like if he says something like that to me, then this is not the first time something like this happened. Because there's no way you coming at me like that.
I mean, happen with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not, because he'd probably be in the
So then, like I said, this is why it's happening again.
Okay.
Didn't nip it in the bud the first time.
But, like, the first time I could have been with the homies and the first somebody time was, ate it.
All right, but that's minor compared to this. That's something, that's a lesson learned experience.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope so.
You know what's going to, if you're with your homies and you're doing what you're doing, you know what the outcome is already. If you get caught, what's going to happen? Your first thought of mine shouldn't be, mommy and daddy's coming to get me if I do some dumb shit. You with your homies, you know you're doing some dumb shit. So you got to...
Yeah,
gotta
but you when you with
that's
your
homies... That's how mommy was with me.
Yeah, like, but you're not thinking about getting caught.
I'm not thinking about getting caught, but if I do get caught, I know...
It's on you.
I know what's on me. Like, I already know that.
Yeah.
So...
I can see that.
That's lesson learned off of fear right there.
Yeah, but to me, it'd be different when it come to your kids. Like... You acting like this now, son, but like if the shit happened, you'd be tight. You'd be on some, yo, what are we gonna do type shit, and not like he fucked up.
No, yeah, that's why I'm like skeptical about my answers, because like, you see how I am with my kids. They're like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They get away with whatever. Nah. But like
they get away with whatever.
Their mother,
yeah,
she don't play that shit. So it's like, she gonna be like.
So you think that your baby mother definitely.
Nah, I think she get.
She would eat it?
Yeah. I think so.
Where?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
But like I said, she got her strict moments. Like I said, like if it's a repetitive thing, she ain't.
Yeah.
That's on you. Like I said, like I feel like we both feel that same way about that situation. Like,
nah, where?
Ain't gonna just get away with this. Nope.
Yeah, so from the show before, what's one thing you would like to see come back and one thing that you would like to see? Like if I wrote, I gotta attempt to run a show so I could try to have some consistency. So what's one thing you would like to see come back? And what's one thing you would like to see you don't give a fuck about?
I mean, like, I kind of like the flow of it. I like the way the flow of it was. Up until, like you said, like the last show. So the latest show that I saw, I liked how you had... All right, but yeah, I can't even say the latest show. But like one of my favorite setups that you kind of had is one Ant. Was with you, with you guys, and then you had like the 3-screen breakup.
Yeah.
I like it how it was like that because like you don't really see that much. Like they normally have like you know screen to screen to screen, like we were talking about.
Right.
But I like it so you can see kind of like everybody. Like you know how like when you on TikTok or something like that, how like, sometimes they have like 5 different people talking.
Right.
You could just like add somebody.
Yeah,
I think that's cool. You know what I mean? So like when you do have guests. It's like boom.
Yeah, that was the pandemic flow. Yeah,
exactly. I like the flow of that.
Yeah, I'll do something like that.
I think that like even when you first started it, when you first started doing the podcast, my vision on how it would be was kind of more like a far away camera capturing
everybody. Yeah.
So like that's kind of like how when I set up mine in my crib, that's kind of how I set it up.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
right.
I thought you meant.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you necessarily meant like, you know, like each, you know, characters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like if everybody's here and you got a good lens, well, I have the lenses for it now, but like everybody should have like, to me, like their own area.
And no, that, yeah, I get that. But
I'm going to answer what you're saying. And then so when you have like that big lens, it captures everybody. But without a producer, somebody has to switch that shot. But good thing that we saw that those steps.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, yo, when you talk, I could just step. When I talk, you could just step. And then when nobody's talking, right to the center screen. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Straight off my foot.
Yeah.
Rather than before, where it was like I had to be sitting right there.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't get a good shot because I couldn't be in the shot, like at my chair.
Okay, so like I see what you're saying. So basically, the reason why you set it up the way you set it up is so that way this is basically not in the shot.
Yeah, that wouldn't be in the shot. It would be.
You could be over here with us.
Right.
Okay. Or wherever you
now,
at.
I would sit right there, like at this. I would sit, well, no one can see this, but I would sit at that chair and just be able to just see everything on the TV, right? And because the only thing that's going to go on is camera switching.
Yeah.
But like, say if we wanted like sound effects or something like that, I would just have to put it in post and write it down. To me, like my ultimate setup for a show would be somebody sitting in that chair right here that you're sitting in, somebody sitting at the computer, a guest to three guests, and then me in that chair. Because then you could do everything live. You could put like, my whole thing was like.
So you basically need somebody outside the camera to run.
Right, so like press that blue button. You see what I'm saying? So I would need somebody just listening
yes.
to do that, or like, yo, like
that's what I mean.
Grab this YouTube clip, and then it's like boom,
yeah.
And I could put it on live because my program Ecamm, shout out to Ecamm, they like it's set up like that where I could like go grab it from my phone, but I still need somebody to place it.
No, I get what you're saying because that's what we were talking about earlier. I don't think we talked about it on here, but yeah. You basically, that's why I say you need a second man. You need somebody that's going to be able to do everything.
I need like a good three people. Producer. Yeah. But you know what I'm going to do though? So I'm going to crawl now. I'm just going to do straight up audio until I can figure that shit out. I'll probably go take like a camera camp or whatever, learn my cameras a little better, and then just get better at production.
Yeah, but still, you're going to need that.
Just got to put this out. Man. Oh, no, son, I'm going to need three people, son. For it to be perfect, I need three people.
I mean, yeah.
Because you also, look, you need somebody, like, if the camera's
set up. You need a host?
Nah, not including me. Like, see that slider back there? Yeah. If a camera runs out of battery, if somebody runs out of whatever, or it's not sliding right, you need somebody in the background just roving, just chilling, just something goes on, like somebody needs some water or some shit.
Yeah.
You gotta do it to the point where I'm not like, oh, you need this?
I gotta stop real quick and get up. And
yeah.
Camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you need all of that shit. I just never thought about it like that. And I'm like, yo, why is everybody doing podcasts like in their room?
Yeah,
when you could do, these cameras are ill now. Yeah. Like, it's not like before. Like, you could get some shit going if you get like the right lenses.
Mm-hmm.
But then now I'm saying why motherfuckers is in front of their computer, because if I'm in front of my computer, yeah, I can put the shot on me.
And then you can do everything right there.
I can do everything right there, but it still distract you because you like, your eyes is never with the audience.
Yeah, exactly. You're always looking down, you're looking at the audience or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's like, yeah, even like, can't do nothing. Like, you can't roll up.
You can't do nothing because it's always on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nah, I feel you. Yeah, you need something where you could get comfortable with your guests and y'all just chilling.
Right.
And everything is being handled.
Everything is good.
Yeah.
But that's where my son comes in, because as soon as he turned like 6 or 7, then he's
get him
on a computer, and then like he can just understand it, and then he'll grow with the software. Because
basically, more of the story is we need a team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yo, press Mark real quick.
Press what?
Mark. Yeah. All right. I just want to see how that shit works. But go ahead.
Yeah, so basically you need a team, but you got to have people that's, and that was my problem too, like with the whole music situation. Like a lot of us was far away and stuff.
Yeah.
It was hard to like get everybody together at once.
Mm-hmm.
The more days you miss, you know what I mean? The longer it's going to take if you can't get everybody together to get everything right, you know what I mean? Even if you found somebody and you hired somebody that knows what they're doing, mm-hmm. they still got to learn it with you. They still got to get your sound.
Yeah, especially if you can't pay somebody, it's like you got to do, like, that's why equity shit is hard, especially like the older you get. Because, like, yo, if I was 16, son, I'll go right to the park and be like, yo, everybody come to my crib, we doing this shit.
Yeah. And then you get the flow of it, and then everybody will be there. You know, that's how groups are made. Like, everybody come together every day, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and you get it down packed.
Mm.
And then you just run with it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like, even if you, like, that's why I thought that you should do like both. Like, I know that's probably a lot. That's a lot.
Nah, I'm gonna do that shit.
Do both, like, as in just audio and video.
So you could do both. So, like, for example, if I was recording this video right now, right?
You could also have it on.
Yeah, it would be automatic. But the thing is, the thing about that is this. To set, you got to set lights up. Again, and like, if you don't have those people, like, this is in the early stages, this is what I would have, the issue I would have, and Mo start to understand it later. But nobody wants to sit, like, you know how, like, you be like, makeup and, like, movies and shit like that? Nobody wants to sit down and do that.
Yeah, sitting there for hours.
Not even hours, but it's, like, even 20 minutes. And nobody wants to sit there and, like, mic check, sound check is one thing, but sit there and make sure your shot is right, you're comfortable for the camera. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, because then people always want to move, and then the shot is off, and then yeah, it's just like, it, yo, man, just fuck it. Yeah, but it's like, because, like, once I get in my place, and I'm checking my camera and making adjustments, that's the last one.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying, though. If you have a team, you don't really have to worry about that.
Yeah, yeah, you, like, definitely don't.
You got that one person that's doing that. That's their job anyway. So it's like, you don't got to keep.
Yeah, I need, like, a good camera person that's just, like, going to sit there in the background and just do that shit. Mm-hmm. Cause
I feel like that's a few steps ahead. We got to grow to that.
Yeah, nah, that's what I'm saying, bro. I did it, but to see how hard it was, I did it. But for it to flow, I won't do it again until I get what I need.
Yeah.
But I know, like, that's the best shit, because if you have that, especially somebody that knows what they're talking about,
yeah,
you cash.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you know, like we talked about, like, I feel like. Like, what do you, like, what is the conversations that are, like, the main topics that for every guest?
Yeah, it's just life, I guess, because, but that's another thing. I gotta dig down.
Scenario.
Character-based, yeah, basically. Character-based, yeah, because, like, I asked you, I was like, yo, like, would you hold your son down shit like that? Yeah.
Okay. So you always got that concept, but, you gotta come, like, as a surprise. Like, you know, like, they don't know what the interview's about.
Nah, not really. Like, I wouldn't mind doing, like, sending people their shit. Like, I used to write questions and send them to people, and then be like, yo, this is, like, just be, know what to say when I say this.
Why?
Because you don't throw them off guard. So, like, isn't, for example, nah, so look, nah, I don't know. Because motherfuckers will get tight. So, you never see somebody get tight at an interview?
Come on, man. But they know what's going
to
happen.
Nah, so I'm not, it's not on no trying to get, like, this is normally the people I interview, like regular motherfuckers, man.
Yes,
unless they got, like, so, and I want you to have a good answer to this shit. So, like, for example, like, Chach, I want to interview him. I'm like, his daughter's name is Taylor. So I'm like, yo, why'd you pick the name Taylor? So, like, maybe he don't remember that shit. So now he know it's coming. He could be like, yeah, me and her mom, blah, 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 blah.
Maybe he making up a story if he don't remember.
Maybe. Or he just, but if he know it's coming, son, come on. Don't act like you wouldn't like to have those questions, bro, sometimes. Because it's like, it's never I got your moment.
You know what?
I'm not trying to break no news on the motherfucker.
No, I mean, if it's a question that I don't feel comfortable answering, I just won't answer it.
What you gonna say?
I'm not gonna be like, no comment, but like,
nah, you can be like, no comment.
No comment.
Remember Kodak was like, yeah, I feel like when a motherfucker asks a question like that, he on some bitch shit.
See, I mean, like, yeah, at the end of the day,
nah,
I don't know. Like, most interviews are like that. I feel like everybody don't know what they're walking into.
Nah, so I would tell you this.
People on Drink Champs know all the questions besides seeing the show.
Most of the questions, he's like, they know, son. Or it's like, yo, I'm about to get uncomfortable. If it's some shit that somebody don't like, when you got a production team, like, everything is not said like you see it, unless it's live.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And that's how most shit be coming out crazy. Because you would not put the shit out if you knew it was going to be like some beef shit.
Exactly.
Or some uncomfortable shit. But if it's live,
nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. And if the person's mad, they'd be like, yeah, fuck it, put it out. That's just happened on one of my joints. I had this kid from Albany on here. He was like, yeah, fuck it, put it out. But it was like, I want to put that shit out.
Yeah.
Because once it's up, it's stuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So depending on what it is, you don't want to, like, start no, like, like no hood beef or no other beef or some shit.
I get that, but like, I guess a script is somewhat understandable.
But no, like, not a script, but just like, yo, if it's an interview.
Well, it's an interview. Like, yeah. Okay, so like, this is the questionnaire. Like, this is all the questions I'm going to ask you. You know, you figure out how you're going to answer. These are questions I might not ask you. Which is just so they're comfortable with whatever.
Yeah, but it's like this. So like, but like, if you're on the show, we just kicking it. We just kicking it.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you about your moms, your pops, and no shit like that. You know what I mean? So like, we just kicking it. So, and that shit could come up, but it's like not on no shit where like you got to say something or you got to answer. But if it's on some shit where it's like, yo, this is going to be an interview and like, I'm going to call this show your name, your first name, and your last name. I wouldn't do that to someone. I'm like, yo, these are the shit I'm thinking about and then let it flow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a courtesy.
No, yeah, I feel what you're saying.
But like, yeah, motherfuckers kick it. Like, I would love to do like a, like a sports show, but I'm not even that nice at sports. I'm just nice at betting sometimes.
Yeah,
so I would do that. And but like, that's a perfect example. You see how Cam and them do?
Yeah, like I couldn't do that. I don't know names.
Yeah,
you know, like I watch football only for like the big games. Like I don't know nothing.
Yeah, no, I watch that.
Any of that really? You know me? When I'm at work, like that's it'd be on the TV. So like.
Oh yeah, you see it like that.
Yeah, you know they know everybody, all of my other staff members. They know, so it's like they start talking about it. I start understanding it, but I really don't.
Nah, but living in CT, every like new y'all New England, no matter what. There's not like no.
Nah, not necessarily. I mean, like this majority, yeah. But there's people out there who's not on the bandwagon like that. Like,
so no, so you go to a bar and somebody have a Jets jersey on.
Yeah.
Where?
I go to Boston with my New York shit on.
Oh, nah.
They ain't saying nothing.
Nah, it ain't
like no rivalry. Like,
nah, bro. Out of here. If you like, because Noel's from Pittsburgh. If you go to Pittsburgh,
that's different.
You better have that shit on.
They not that into it.
In
New England, I would say. I mean, maybe like if you closer to like the stadiums.
Oh, maybe. Colleges, yeah.
You know, maybe then. But like where I'm at, it ain't like serious.
Seattle's like that too. Yo.
I feel like that's near the schools or near like the stadiums, like in the, you know.
In Seattle, everybody on Friday, everybody got to wear the jersey. Everybody, like in schools, the news, every single person.
Yeah, that's some movie shit right there. Like it don't.
Nah, it wasn't
in the woods, but I see what you're saying. It's though, but dead I feel ass
like that. Like everybody got to wear that shit.
But like if I was to compare. Something like that. You talking about college?
Nah, this is the Seahawks, Seattle Seahawks.
Okay, so them compared to, but you saying in Pittsburgh, like the whole Pittsburgh?
No, that's not funny. Nah. So are we talking Seattle and Pittsburgh? Two different shits.
Okay, so you talking about the whole
Seattle?
Whole Seattle.
Yeah. These motherfuckers is wearing the jersey. Or oh, you turn the TV on to the news? The big guy's jerseys on.
See, that's what I'm saying. That compared to New England, it's not the same.
It's not like that. Yeah,
nah, it's nothing like that.
Now, I never lived in a place like that shit. But I was saying, the only like, thing I saw was that Seattle shit. And then when I went to Pittsburgh, these motherfuckers had that shit all.
It's not like that in New York.
Nah, I didn't. Because New York is a melting pot. So it's like everybody come there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like it's not like that everywhere. That's a rare thing. Because like even some places with their college, they take serious like that. Like UConn don't take it serious like that.
UConn don't take what serious?
Like as in like everybody's like dedicated to the day.
Nah. Yeah. They don't take it that serious. Nah, but I've been to colleges where the motherfuckers took that shit, man.
That's what I mean. There's places that are like that.
Yeah, but if UConn was nice like that, like sometimes UConn they get up there and then people get on the bandwagon quick. I remember when I used to live there.
The drumline and the bands. Some places take it mad serious, like
yeah. You ever could do some shit like that, like drumline?
I was nice at the drums, but not like that.
You want to be in the line?
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Somebody told me like music is not hard to read. It just motherfuckers just think it's fly not to know how to read it.
I disagree. I wish I knew how to read music.
Nah, but it's not some shit where you can learn how to read in like a week. Not even.
Well, guide me the way because I would love to learn how to do that.
Yeah,
because
once you learn how to read, but some people think that it fuck with their creative shit. So like they like, yo, I play the way I play. Once they learn how to play, they don't want to get caught up in the
Well, but see, the difference is now you can write down what you're playing. now you know how to write it so somebody else can play it.
Yeah,
so you need a different instrument to be on the same notes as you. They need to be able to see it.
But from those players, those creatives, they feel like
programs that just record it.
And they feel like, yo, somebody will do that shit because all I want to do is play. Like, that's their shit. Because I remember that shit because I remember, like, reading Miles Davis' book. He knew how to read music. And he'd be like, yo, he was amazed, like, how so many good jazz players didn't know how to read what they was doing. They just had that shit muscle memory. They did it the hard way.
I mean, like, I really don't know because...